Blog Talk Radio.
These niggas hating on low, low. They don't wanna see me make it. They tryna sabotage my show, show. They don't wanna see me make it. I hit your city, you ain't show, show. They don't wanna see me make it. They don't wanna see me grow.
Peace. What's up, y'all? This is Brother Kev, Collective Minds Radio, back with Love Lachey and my brother Mufasa. What's good, y'all? What's up?
What's going on?
What up? What up? Free the land.
Free the land. Peace. Hotep. Shalom. Islam. Peace. And y'all got any announcements? How was everybody week? We got any announcements going on? I do want to make the first announcement. It was my niece's birthday today, so I just want to wish her a happy birthday. She turned 12 on the 8th. So, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Yeah.
Baby girl.
Happy birthday, A to the Z.
For sure, for sure. All right. Any announcements, Love Lachey?
Yes. Anybody, any listeners, we have in our Sweetie Pie Escape for the Homeless tomorrow. So, it's going to be a very good and positive event. If you want to make it out, you can come see us tomorrow. It is at St. Louis Stadium. 9 p.m. to midnight. You bring a gift or unwrapped gift for the homeless, toiletries, socks, t-shirts, whatever. You get in free, your free drinks. Not alcohol, though.
Indeed. That sounds dope. Yeah, support. Help the less fortunate. You know what I mean? You come out and support at the skating rink. Well, Foster, you got any announcements?
No, nothing major. Nothing major. Nothing on my agenda for the week or the week coming up. But I did want to share that, just in case y'all didn't know, because I kind of got wind of this late. But I wasn't sure if y'all knew that cop who shot Walter Scott, they ended up getting sentenced to 20 years. Did y'all know that?
You know what? I think I vaguely heard something about it, but he did get 20 years.
Yeah, they sentenced him. Sentenced him to 20 years, the police officer who shot Walter Scott in the back.
In the back, yeah, right. I remember that.
Yeah, they sentenced him early. 20 years.
Exactly. They need to send him to these race soldiers for real. So, you know, I think that's excellent. That's,
I don't know if I heard about that.
Yeah, one of these crooked cops finally has been prosecuted. So, hey, that's one small win. For righteousness.
Indeed, for justice, for sure. All right, cool. All right, yeah, I'm excited about today's show. We're talking about what is Bitcoin. You dig? It's been a lot of hype, like, the past few weeks or whatever. And so, you know, we just wanted to break it down for everybody so we can be clear and get it established and see what's going on. But first of all, I want to ask my co-host, how long have y'all heard about Bitcoin and what some of the things y'all know about it, just before I go in?
I heard about it maybe about, I guess probably about a year ago, give or take a little. Actually, you first mentioned it to me, Brother Kevin. That was the first time I heard about it. It's the only thing I know is that it's like a digital currency.
Okay, yeah, all right.
That's people's prediction to take over within the next 5 to 10 years. So.
Yeah, all right, yeah, you're on track. And Mufasa, Rod, when did you hear about it, and what's some of the things you heard about it or know about it?
Well, I want to say I probably heard about it a little under a year ago, a couple months ago, probably in the summertime. A coworker was telling me about it. His brother got him involved in it. He said his brother had been in it for about 3 years or so. And he had recently put him in it. And he said his brother pretty much run it for him. He's like, you know, I don't know much about it, man, but my brother was big on this thing, so he put me into it, and so far it's doing pretty good. So his brother was the mastermind that put him into it. But yeah, pretty much the same thing like Love to Say, it's some type of digital currency, almost a way to get away from the real dollar. So it's up and coming. I've been hearing a lot of people talk about it. A lot of people are excited about it, investing in it. People have been making money off of it. So, you know, I'm interested myself. I'm all about making some dollar bills.
Indeed, you know, indeed. Yes, sir. I do know that. And exactly. That is a fact. So, all right. So, but before we get in there, we're going to start at the beginning. All right. What is Bitcoin? Bitcoin was invented by this dude named Satoshi Nakamoto, right, in 2008. If you remember, in 2008, we had the financial, quote-unquote, crisis where the, you know, the housing crash and all that type of stuff. That was going around 2008. So in 2008, this guy, Satoshi Nakamoto, which nobody really knows who this guy is. Like, he's a mystery. It could be a group of people. Oh. It could be one person. You know what I mean?
Well, he liked the prophet, yeah. Muhammad.
Yeah, he like, yeah, exactly. Very crowded in mystery. Don't nobody really know who he is. And to this date, I think he owns a lot of Bitcoin. Like, he's like the first Bitcoin billionaire based on how many Bitcoins he have. But, okay, he started this in 2008. So Bitcoin is a decentralized digital currency. So we got to break that down. Decentralized means that there's no central body or one person that actually manages it, okay? It's not backed by any government. It's not backed by nothing. It's just backed by the people's belief in the system, right? So the U.S. dollar is backed by the U.S. military, okay? And that's why, you know, the dollar is so strong. One of the reasons the dollar is so strong is because we have one of the strongest militaries, okay? But it used to be backed by gold, right? It used to be backed by the gold standard. But I think somewhere around 1933, it switched over, and it was just fiat currency. So basically, that just means the U.S. dollar in a paper is really worthless. You know what I'm saying? Because it's not backed by any type of commodity like gold or oil or something like that. You know what I'm saying? It's just backed by the military. So Bitcoin is backed by the people, and is backed by their belief in this particular currency. Okay. Now, digital, decentralized digital currency. Digital means it's based on numbers. It's intangible, like you can't actually hold the Bitcoin, you know what I mean? You can't, it's not physical, you know what I mean? So digital just means it's based in numbers and it's intangible, right? And then we get into currency. All right, currency is money, it's the flow, it's the current, it's what we use to exchange a particular value, right? So with the currency that we have now, the problem that we can have is inflation. The problem with, you know, the fiat dollar is inflation. And inflation just means when economy get bad, it's up to the government. They could just print more money. You know what I'm saying? Which is not good for the economy because it causes more money because you have – I mean, it causes inflation because you have more – money out into the market, and it causes the value to drop, if that makes sense. So just to give you an example, right, a gallon of milk in 1960 was 49 cents, right? A gallon of milk today is about $4, you know what I mean, $4 or $5. So that just means it's still the same milk, right? It's still the same milk. What it is the value of the dollar is being weakened. So it takes more to buy particular goods. You see what I'm saying? Just like a house, just like, you know, a stamp was 4 cents. Now it's up. You know what I'm saying? Like, that just means the value of the actual dollar is going down. Therefore, you know, things are raised in prices. You know what I'm saying? So that's the currency part. And if we look at situations like Zimbabwe and Venezuela, they had super hyperinflation because the government was just printing more money. You know what I'm saying? They was taking like wheelbarrows to the store just to buy like milk and eggs. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to have a big trash bag full of money because it's basically worthless. You know, so that's one of the problems with the fiat currency that we use today as opposed to Bitcoin. You know what I mean? Nobody controls the actual nobody can just print more Bitcoins. You know what I'm saying? You can't just make more Bitcoins. The thing with Bitcoin is there will only be 21 million Bitcoin ever produced, period. And that's supposed to happen around 2040, which would be the last Bitcoin that'll be mined. Okay, so that right there kind of raises the value due to there's just a finite number that would ever be produced. And there's only a certain number that are produced each day. Okay, you can only produce a certain number each day, and then that number is going to slowly dwindle as it gets closer to 2040, or 2040, I'm sorry, when it gets closer to 2040, when the last Bitcoin is mined. Okay. So we go get to the next question. How do people get Bitcoin? Okay. Now, this is where we got to get into the technology. But before we get in that, Brother Mufasa, love to say, y'all got any questions? You got any questions, brother?
Yeah, I got one real quick. When you say in 2040, that'll be the last one produced. So in a way, can I kind of look at Bitcoin almost as gold?
Correct. They call it digital gold, exactly. But the only difference is, exactly. They call it digital gold. The only difference is, gold, I don't know, is there a finite number gold? Like, is there a, there is a finite number gold. It's like, once you dig out all the gold, then it's no more gold, right?
It's correct. Just like you got people mining for gold right now, probably still.
Exactly, right, exactly, yeah. So it's just like
this
digital
Bitcoin
gold.
Is similar. Yeah, it's just like
exactly.
Gold.
Right, it's just like
now,
gold.
I don't know how gold, now that's a whole other scientific thing, how gold is produced or whatnot, but
right,
I would say it is a number, an infinite number on gold, or infinite number on gold.
Right, got you. That's what I was thinking. So, it's just like it's digital gold. And like I say, that kind of raises the value because people will be trying to get their hands on it because it'll be, you know, kind of rare. You know what I'm saying? It'll be like a rare, like, you know, like gold. And so,
what you think will happen when we hit this cap in 2040? At that time, will people be able to trade their Bitcoin for something else? Or that's uncharted territory, so we don't know what's going to happen at that time.
Yeah, I mean, we really don't know what's going to happen. I mean, but I would suspect as far as trading your Bitcoins in, you'll be able to trade it in for fiat currency or whatever, you know what I mean, commodity you can trade it for. Because just like now, you can trade it in for dollars, you trade in for euro, yen, and then you use those funds to buy other stuff. You know what I'm saying? Use that to buy gold if you want to invest in gold or the stock market or, you know, what have you. So,
gotcha.
Yeah, so you have any questions, Love Lachey? Let's see if she had any questions on the first breakdown.
Not at this moment.
Okay, all right. Cool, so we back. So now we're going to get into the technology, right? This is where it gets good. How do people get Bitcoin, right? First of all, we got to break down the blockchain. People mine Bitcoin using a blockchain. So the blockchain is really the technology, the innovative technology that drives Bitcoin, right? The blockchain is where every single Bitcoin transaction is recorded on a digital open source ledger, right? So every transaction is recorded. Everybody can see that particular transaction as it moves across the blockchain. So there's really no funny business. You know what I'm saying? This eliminates third parties or other different type of situations to where you got to transfer your funds and get taxed, or you got to go through a third party just to move a large amount of money. With Bitcoin, you can move large amounts of money on the blockchain, and it's open to where everyone can see that particular transaction, right? So the sender and receiver have an agreement. I'm going to send you this amount. Bam, the receiver looks at it, okays it, this amount we agreed on, boom. And that's the transaction, right? And it houses the info on the blockchain and is worldwide. It cannot be hacked, okay? See, people get it confused because it be in the headlines like Bitcoin got hacked or this site got hacked and this and that. It's not the blockchain that's getting hacked. It's these different exchanges that are holding people's Bitcoin in their wallets. Like, these are the things that's getting hacked. But the blockchain itself cannot get hacked, okay? And each transaction is a block, okay? And the miners, you must complete each transaction before you start the next block. So with this, it's solving a computer equation. Okay, this is where it gets to the digital part. Your computer would solve a complex equation, okay, and then it'll give you a value. And once you place that transaction on the blockchain, or you solve that puzzle, once you're the first miner to solve that particular puzzle, you put it on the blockchain, and then you get paid in Bitcoin. Okay, I hope that makes sense. So it's very secure. It's open.
Can you repeat that? Can you repeat that one more time?
Yeah, one more. Okay, when you're mining Bitcoin, you have your computer, you use your computer hardware and software to solve these complex equations. So once the equation is solved, you put it on the blockchain as the next block, and then you get paid in Bitcoin. Okay, so you cannot, you know, nothing can get skipped. You cannot double spend the Bitcoin. Once that transaction is done, it's a wrap because the blockchain just keeps moving. You know, so I'm trying to break it down as simple as possible because it's kind of a lot of technical stuff and, you know, a lot of protocols and different stuff behind the scenes that, you know, people a lot smarter than me could probably explain. But I got the gist of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's the blockchain houses the transaction, and once it moves along the blockchain, it spits out, it gives you a value in Bitcoin. Okay, and like I said, it can only be used once, right? So Bitcoin is, so how do you get it? You mine the Bitcoin, right? You have to use a computer to solve the equations, to verify the equations, right?
And now, when you say computer, can you use, does it just have to be a desktop, or can you use a tablet, laptop, smartphone? Or does it have to be
Now, you can use those things as time goes on. Like, it started in 2008, right? As time goes on, the problems and equations get more difficult to solve, right? And it takes more power and more electricity, more better machines to actually mine Bitcoin as time goes on. So, right today, you can use your computer and your smartphone to mine certain type of things, but it's not going to be, I don't know how much you're going to get, because like right now, a lot of corporations and big companies are setting up these like big warehouses where they're actually mining Bitcoin because they have the resources and the power to actually solve these equations.
So there are other cryptocurrencies that I know that you can mine from your phone and from your computer that doesn't take as much power as Bitcoin to mine. So, you know, you can use your phone and your desktop or whatever to mine certain Bitcoins, okay? And it's like a you get paid for your proof of work, right? Your mining is you solving this equation using your computer, and it's gonna give you a value in Bitcoin once you place that transaction on the block, and that's your proof of work, and then you get paid, okay? So like I say, back in the day when it first started, a lot of people was using a computer, using regular hard drives to actually mine and get Bitcoin. Like it was some, you know, they was getting paid daily, just having their computer running, and it was just chopping through these problems, and it was giving them Bitcoin, you know. But like I said, today it takes a lot more power to do it, so a lot of individuals, you know, may not be doing it at this time. So that's where we at with the mining piece. Was that clear, Mufasa, brother?
Yeah, that was clear. I do got another question. When it comes to the mining, you actually have to work along with your computer to do this stuff, or you basically just will set it up, and your computer will actually just work and do it pretty much, you know, basically while you're sleeping. Your computer
exactly.
Is mining for itself, or do you got to get involved also?
No. It'll do it itself. Once you set it up and get it going, there may be some, you know, some minor maintenance, but you wouldn't have to monitor that. It would, you know, it would do it itself, basically. So you could be asleep, and your computer could be mining Bitcoin.
Okay.
Yeah.
And do they have
apps
to help you along the way?
Yeah. There's apps. Yeah, and we can get into that as you know, after the presentation. But yeah, there's apps. There's all type of stuff. So there's ways where an individual person doesn't have to actually mine Bitcoin. There's ways that you can actually earn Bitcoin through commissions on some of these platforms. You know, I think Love Lachey had a question.
Do you have alerts? Are there alerts that notify you if it starts to drop?
As far as?
Well, from my understanding, when you do the investment, it's like almost like a stock market. It goes
correct.
Up and down.
Right.
If it goes down, can you, like, get alerts and stuff to say, hey, look, it's dropping?
Yes, you can do that. And we can get into that, too. You know, as we go on, but yes, you can be alerted if you were to buy Bitcoin. There's apps and there's stops that you can set to where if it goes down below this certain price, you can sell your Bitcoin. But we can get into that. You know, that's investing and stuff. But I kind of want to lay out this technical part. So now the mining part. So I just want to make sure we was good on the mining. And this is one of the ways you get Bitcoin, right? So now today, one of the best and fastest, securest way to get Bitcoin is from Coinbase. Okay, this is one of the largest exchanges in the United, well, it is the largest one in the United States, where you can buy Bitcoin, you can sell Bitcoin, you can buy Ethereum, which is another type of technology that uses smart contracts, and you can buy Litecoin, which is another digital currency similar to Bitcoin that you can transfer. You can transfer funds.
Okay.
And so that's Coinbase. That's the other way that you can earn Bitcoin. And then another way is earning Bitcoins through commissions, and we can talk about that, you know, as we go. Okay, now, so Love Lachey asked about investing. First thing you want to understand with investing is there's a risk and a reward. Okay, investing is a gamble, so you want to keep that in mind. And you should only invest what you can afford to lose. You dig what I'm saying? Like, because you are taking a chance. The reason, you know, I just believe in Bitcoin, but, you know, we don't know what it's going to do in 5 to 10 years. I think based on the numbers and based on how it's been performing thus far, you know, I think it's going to be a valuable means of exchange. So that's why I believe in it. But truthfully, we don't know. So you always want to keep that in mind. Okay. The other upside, or the reason I believe in Bitcoin, is because of the blockchain technology, right? Because the blockchain has so many applications, like it's going to literally change the way we conduct business, how we move. Just like the internet has changed everything, this is the internet 2.0. The blockchain is the real deal. Like, it has implications in like every industry you can think of, from insurance to banking is going to change, to just everyday learning, just all different types of things that are going to happen as a result of this blockchain technology, right? So one of the main things that the blockchain can do is it's peer-to-peer. You don't need a third party, right? So let's say if you want to sell your home, you have a buyer, and you want to sell it for, let's say, $250,000, right? Normally, you would have to go through a bank, get a broker, you know, get a real estate agent, a lawyer maybe, you know, all these different type of things in order to sell this house. But what the blockchain allows you to do is you can actually sell the house and you can transfer. If it's $250,000, you can transfer that $250,000 to that person with relatively low fees, and you don't have to deal with a real estate company or a bank. You dig what I'm saying? So that's some powerful stuff where you can transact large amounts of money and, you know, and have a peer-to-peer transaction without the middle people digging in your pocket, you know.
So let me ask you this real quick, Brother K.
Yes, sir.
So say, for instance, say it's you the one that's selling the house for $250,000. Okay.
Right.
And I want to buy it. And
right.
I got $300,000 worth of Bitcoin in my Bitcoin account.
Yes, sir.
So you're saying I could just send you, not cash, but I'm going to send you $250,000 worth of Bitcoin?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
You'll send me that, you'll send me that value in Bitcoin.
Gotcha.
Yep. That's exactly how you would do it. And then, so that would be after you, you know, checked out the spot, looked at everything's good. We want to go ahead and make this deal and complete it. And you can do that, you know, with the blockchain, you know. And like I say, there's so many different applications that can be applied to the blockchain that, you know, it's just going to, like I say, really affect the way we do business and the way everything moves, because it'll be open source. Like, it has implication in the legal system. Like, it really cuts down on like human error and some sort of bias, because you can see the transactions on the blockchain. Like, when you look on these exchanges, if you buy Bitcoin, you can see your buy going through the blockchain, and you can see your sell order going through as well. So
is this something that's going on now? So, like, what type of things are people buying with Bitcoin right now?
People, there's some places that are taking, some people are buying homes, cars. There's ATMs popping up everywhere. You dig what I'm saying? So it's the ground floor. Like, this is still the early stage of Bitcoin. That's why I think this is a pivotal time, because we at the ground floor, and there's still some things that Bitcoin needs to work out as far as like speed, time. Even though it's quicker than the bank, and the fees are cheaper than the bank, there's still room for it to be faster and the fees to be lower. You dig what I'm saying? But because it's still early and they're still working out some kinks, that, you know, we have room for improvement, you know. So, yeah, that's where we at. But I just want to share this, too. In 2008, right, when Bitcoin started, it was less than $1, okay? In 2016, which was last year, one Bitcoin was $430, okay? In 2017, at the beginning of the year, one Bitcoin was $963, okay? Today, one Bitcoin is about $15,000 just for one. So that's just to, you know, to give a perspective on exactly how fast this market is growing and, you know, why this technology and why this Bitcoin is about to change really the world and how we interact and how we make transactions, you know, because it'll really be peer-to-peer as far as the transactions and how we do business, okay? And I do know a lot of people think that you have to buy a whole Bitcoin. Like if it's 15,000, some people think you need 15,000 to get in. That's not true. You can buy a fraction of a Bitcoin, and they call these Satoshis after the founder. So you can buy a fraction of a Bitcoin. So you can start with as little as 20, 50, 100, 200, 500. You can start there and work your way up. The only thing is, by the price being 15,000, if you just put in 20, it'll move up as Bitcoin moves up, but it won't move up as much. You know what I mean? If you had more money in there, you know, so they're predicting a price of like 50,000. And then at that point, if you try to get in when it's 50,000 with like $200, it's really not going to move the way you want it to move, if that makes sense. You know what I'm saying? Like you want to get in low. That way you can see your money rises. It rises. But the higher the price gets, then it may be too late for you to get in. It'll never be too late for you to get in. But as far as seeing your money grow exponentially, like, in a short amount of time, you'll need more money once it starts to reach those higher amounts. Okay. And so another upside is the market cap for Bitcoin, right? The market cap is the total amount of money that's in the market, in that particular market. So Bitcoin's market cap is $259 billion. Okay, now that's relatively low. You know, that's relatively low. Because if you look just to compare, Google has a market cap of $724 billion. So, you know, you can compare that to Bitcoin. Apple has a market cap of $869 billion. Okay, that's compared to Bitcoin, $259 billion. So there is a lot of room to grow in this market, because they say only 1% of the world population actually invest in Bitcoin. So 1% is a relatively low number, and when it reaches mass adoption, they say that'll be around 10% of the people. So that means like a lot of people would be invested in Bitcoin, and then it'll be, you know, that'll be where its peak is. So from what I see right now, like I say, we just at the beginning. It's still early. There's a lot of growth left to do. There's a lot of kinks that can be worked out. And, you know, it's just a market that's growing. And, you know, I just wanted to put people on and let them know about Bitcoin. Please call in if you got any questions. And that's where we at right now. We want to take a caller real quick. We'll get a call in here, see if you got any questions or they want to add.
314-705.
314-705, you with us?
Yeah, I really don't have any questions right now. I'm just
okay. Just listening.
Yeah.
All right. We appreciate you. Yeah, we appreciate you calling in. Yeah. So So right now, when you purchase Bitcoin, like I say, probably the safest way and most easiest way is to go to Coinbase and open up an account. It's a link below if you want to get started. They give you $10 free if you deposit $100 or more. It's free to open up an account. And that's where you would actually purchase your Bitcoin. And as far as security, there's different ways you can store your Bitcoin. Coinbase has a wallet that you can store it on. You do have to be careful with that because that means you're just trusting, you know, that their security is uptight and they're going to safely hold your Bitcoins. You can also do like a paper wallet, meaning when you buy Bitcoin, you get a security key that only you have and is only tied to that particular transaction. And you can write down your key and just keep it stored on paper. There's different hard wallets, like a Trezor wallet and these other different type of wallets where you can actually have a physical, which is like a USB port type of device that houses your Bitcoin. And then, you know, it's offline. That way it's not just sitting on a computer anywhere. It's offline. And you can store it like that. So there's a lot of different ways. If you do get into this space, it's always good to, to do your research and just make sure you look at everything and remember, you know, you are investing. This would be, I would consider it a long term. I think for the long term, it's going to, show some positive growth. You know what I'm saying? So I would just consider it as a long term investment. It's not no get rich quick thing. You really have to, you would have to wait 6 months to a year or even longer to make some real big profits. You know what I'm saying? Unless you luck up and get out, or you get a coin that's low and that mug rise 1,000% and you make a lot of money, which, you know, if you do that, that's good. So
I have a question.
Hold on. Love to say has a question.
Okay. What does it cost now to get in there? Because I keep hearing people mentioning something about $1,000 or something. That's what it's up to now.
No. Right. Well, what it means is one Bitcoin is worth $15,500. That means one Bitcoin is worth that much. Now, if you want to come in with $100, you can buy a fraction of that, and it'll give you a fraction of the pay. Yeah, it'll give you a fraction of the pay, right. So, yeah, that's what you can do now. So to get in, you can get in with any amount, really.
Okay. Well, yeah. What you put in is going to determine your paying out, right?
Right, yeah, what you put in is going
to. What was it? Right now you say it's at $15,000. What was the lowest it ever been?
A penny.
Wow.
It was actually less than a penny at one point. But, yeah, let's just say a penny. And now it's grown.
How long did it take to grow to 15,000?
It started in 2008, so it took 9 years.
Wow.
9 years to grow that much. You know.
That's pretty fast from a penny to 15,000.
From a penny to, ain't that, that's fast.
That penny for more than me, more than what I've done.
Right. That is super fast in a short amount of time. So that's what I'm saying. Like, it's going to continue to grow due to the it's gonna be scarce in a minute.
Okay, so let me ask you this: what about the what would you say to the people that's skeptic and they feel like, okay, well, since so many people are talking about it now, this is probably not the time to do it. This is probably the time it's going to maybe fold or it's like a bubble wave.
Right. And some people do say that it's a bubble. And, I would tell them if they're cautious, I would say, Yeah, I would say invest a little. I would say only invest what you're comfortable with losing. You know, if you're not comfortable with losing anything, I would say don't invest. You know, that's just being honest. That's just with anything. So I would say don't invest. However, I would say investigate, do your research, look at the numbers, look at the growth. Is it a bubble? Possibly. I think it could be a bubble. I think we have a while before it actually reaches that particular bubble. I don't think there's enough people in it because in reality, Bitcoin has died like 4 or 5 times already. You know, it crashes and then it go back up. It crashed and it go back up. So that's just, you know, part of the cycle because it's a very volatile market. You know, so I wouldn't be surprised. It's at $15,000. I wouldn't be surprised if it drops back down to $9,000, $10,000. But then that would be the point where you would buy more because you know that it's about to go back up. See, that's what I've learned with this market. It drops, and yeah, it may crash. You know, people go lose some money, but when it crashes, that's when you want to buy more. You dig what I'm saying? You want to buy more on the dip. So, yeah, that's where it's at. But you don't need, like, you can come in with any amount to get started and watch your money do what it do, you know. And so,
hey, I got to ask you this, Brother Kev. I know I tried to get involved in it probably about 3 months ago. I had went and I set up the Coinbase account. I set everything up. But every time, because it steps to it, like you have to confirm your email address, add a phone number, but then it says add a payment method. And at that time, I was dealing with Regions Bank. And when I tried to set up my payment account at Regions Bank, it didn't accept it. And also, it didn't accept, not only did it not accept it, but the bank called me like the next day, the next business day. You know, I guess to see what would make sure it was me and to see what's going on. Did you have any issues like that too when you were setting up your account? I didn't finish. I probably, when I set up again, because I'm probably going to set up again tomorrow, but if I'm not mistaken, even when the bank was verifying, asking me, was it me that was trying to set this stuff up, I think I would have just had to get them some type of authority to say, yeah, that was me. Because it was, you know, coming up that it was like overseas transactions and stuff like that, and that's the thing. That's what the problem was. So, did you have any issues setting up your Coinbase?
No, I didn't actually. Mine went pretty. I didn't have any issues. I'm gonna be honest. Mine went pretty smooth. I was able to, get my funds in there, and it's been working pretty smooth now. Due to it, now a lot of times with Coinbase, if there's a large volume of transactions, there may be some delays, as far as the transactions. But other than that, I haven't had any issues with Coinbase.
Okay, so you was able to set your account up and everything. Your bank didn't ask you any questions or nothing like that.
No, bank didn't ask anything. That's pretty good to go.
Okay.
So, and that's the other thing about this space that people should know. It is unregulated at this point. That's why you definitely have to be careful, because if you mess with some of these exchanges, if you mess with some of these exchanges and put your money in and somehow they shut down or, you know, the site gets shut down, then your money's just gone. Like, you can't go to the police, you can't go to the government, whoever, you can't go to nobody, really. Like, you just got to hope you deal with reputable companies and you trust that they're going to do, you know, what they say they're going to do as far as holding your money. You know what I'm saying? So you're putting your trust in these different platforms, basically, that they're going to do exactly what they say they're going to do, so... keep that in mind. But like I say, Coinbase is pretty reputable. You can reach out to them. I know the customer service is they have a way where they can respond and help you out if you have issues. They ask, they answer a lot of questions. You know, they're pretty open or whatever. So Coinbase is pretty reputable from my dealings with them thus far, you know. And I'm new to the space myself, you know what I mean? So I'm learning as I go. It's exciting, though, just to see, you know, people get freedom and basically, you know, invest in the space, and they're able to leverage money and do other things, do the things that they love, you know what I'm saying? And I look at Bitcoin as a way to redistribute the wealth, right? Because that's what's going to happen. Like in Zimbabwe, a lot of people are using Bitcoins. You know what I mean? In these different countries where the governments are corrupt and they're just printing money, causing inflation, and, you know, the dollar's not worth, or their money's not worth anything, they're using Bitcoins to actually do transactions. You know what I'm saying? And it's actually helping people out and redistributing the wealth on the planet, you know, because there's a lot of people who don't have access to bank accounts, a lot of people who don't have traditional bank accounts. Bitcoin is a way where you can store your money in a wallet and you're your own bank account. You dig what I'm saying? And your money is going to grow more than it would if it was in a bank account. You know, just based on the last 9 years, your money is going to grow if you have it in Bitcoin, as opposed to if you just sitting it in some type of savings account, a bank account, money market, whatever. It's not going to have the growth of a Bitcoin, you know, and that's just, you know, that's just the reality. So I think people should really look into this space. We got Christmas coming up. You could really, you know, throw a little bit in Bitcoin. Taxes is coming up. You should throw a little bit money in Bitcoin and look at it as an investment vehicle for you and your family. You know what I'm saying? Instead of, you know, buying some frivolous that's not going to amount to anything or actually lose value, once you buy it, you could actually put money in something that has a potential for growth. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, that's just the concept. So I definitely want to share that with the family, share that with Black people in particular, because we suffer from a lack of resources in our communities. You know what I'm saying? Even though we have the funds, a lot of times we may not necessarily put it in the right places, you know. And I look at this, like Dr. Boyce Watkins even said, like, this is the probably the best investment opportunity of our lifetimes. Like, we probably not going to have a chance to generate this type of wealth in a relatively short amount of time. Now, when I say short amount of time, I'm looking 2 to 3 years down the line. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not instant. It's not get rich quick. You know, you have to be patient. And, you know, a lot of times we, you know, we live for the day, live for the weekend or whatever, but with a minimum amount of money, you can start investing in your future and have you something set aside, you know, as the years goes on. You can have some funds that's accumulating and earning interest, you know, on your money. So that's how I look at it. You know what I'm saying? It's a, definitely a vehicle that people should look into, you know, and yeah. That's what's up. Mufaz, you got any questions?
No, I'm listening.
Okay. Where are we at? No, we're coming up on 7 o'clock. Yeah, so now let me just tell you about this specific program that I'm in within Bitcoin, right? So I joined this program called BitConnect. BitConnect, like connect for BitConnect. Now, this program is very powerful, right? Because it actually allows you to buy Bitcoin and loan it out for a specific amount of days, and then you actually earn interest daily on whatever you loan out. Okay. And the average is 0.89% per day. Okay, that's the average. It goes up and down, it varies, but that's the average. And it and you go online, you transfer your Bitcoins to this particular site, you buy the BitConnect token or coin, and then you loan it out to people. And they use a trading bot to trade based on the volatility and how Bitcoin goes up and down. That's how people get paid their interest, okay? And then they use compound interest. So what I'm doing is every time I get a certain amount, which your minimum amount to reinvest is $10. So every time my interest gets up to $10, I reinvest. So I'm using compound interest to actually gain money, right? And it's passive income. If you get it, you're doing it while you sleep. You know, it's passive income, and it's a great way to build, you know, build wealth and build some funds for yourself, right? So let me just give you just a synopsis here, right? If you have $10,000 in loans, you'll get paid 0.89% daily in interest. What does that come out to? Daily, you'll be getting paid around $90. Okay. So if we accumulate that, that is $33,000 a year in just interest alone. So your money that you started with, $500, it'll grow to $10,000 in, let's say, 350 days. If you do exactly what I just said, if you take that $500, put it in BitConnect loan, reinvest every time you reach $10 or more, reinvest by in 350 days, that's a little less than a year, you'll have $10,000 invested, and your yearly interest would be $33,000 per year, and that amounts to $2,800 per month. Okay. Now, that's very powerful. Now, that same $500, let's go to let's go to 475 days. So 475 days from the time you deposited that $500, your investment, if you reinvested every day, your investment with compound interest would be $32,150. That's in 475 days, okay? Your monthly income would be $8,000 per month. Okay. Yeah, y'all still walking with me. And that would make you your yearly income just off interest now. This is just the interest that would hit your wallet that you can pull out every day. Your yearly interest would be $104,000 you would be making a year. So you would be making six figures a year in 475 days off your interest. And this is the powerful platform. This is called BitConnect. And since I have joined BitConnect, it has done everything that it said it was going to do, which is all I asked. And it's been keeping its word. You know what I'm saying? Like, as long as this program stays around, you know, I'm just counting my number of days down. As long as it stays around, this is going to allow for some powerful monthly income to come in. Like, we're talking, you know, 10 grand a month, 15 grand a month, 20 grand a month, just in interest alone. You know, so it's a link.
Yeah. Oh, go ahead. That's what I was just going to ask you. How do you get involved with BitConnect? I mean, is that like, do you have to set up your Coinbase first?
set up, you know, set, get that going first and then get in with Big Connect, or these are two different, are these two different things?
No, they are two different, but they work together, because what you do, because you don't put any banking information in Big Connect. You only deal with Coinbase as far as banking information. Excuse me. So a lot of people, what I do is I use Coinbase as like my home base. So anytime I want to buy Bitcoin, I go to Coinbase and deposit money, buy Bitcoin. And what I what you do is you transfer your Bitcoins from Coinbase to BitConnect, right? You transfer your Bitcoin from Coinbase to BitConnect. Once you're in BitConnect, then you can buy BitConnect tokens, and then you can start loaning it out and earning interest. So that's how that works. They're different companies all together, but with BitConnect, you don't put in your financial information. It's just a way to deposit your Bitcoin and start loaning out so you can start earning interest. You know, and they do have a wallet on there as well. You know, you can store Bitcoin. You know, I wouldn't suggest that. Like, there's a lot of different things. There's Exodus. A lot of people use Exodus, which is a wallet that's online that people use to store Bitcoin. But once you get into the space and start making some money, you'll naturally start to, you know, figure out what's the best ways to store your Bitcoin. But like I say, that's powerful, because if we look out back to the compound interest, if we look out 2 years, in two years, which would be, let's say, 700 days, right, your $500 has now went up to $236,000, right? That's your loan investment. You have $236,000 invested, and your interest monthly, I'm sorry, that's my daughter, but your interest monthly is $63,000 a month. I know that sounds crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of people can't imagine that you can make that type of money in a month, but it's actually possible, and it's there with the power of compound interest. This particular program pays you like that, and like I said, you get compounded interest, so you really can't beat that. Like, it's an amazing program. People need to definitely get invested. The minimum amount to loan on BitConnect is $100, okay? Start off with 100. You know, I can put in the numbers for 100 just to give people an idea of how their money would grow in 2 years or a year with just $100. You know, that's the minimum amount that you can loan. I would suggest more, but, you know, people want to get that fee wet, put in 100 and just see what it does. You know, you can put it in there and just see if you get paid daily interest, which I've done, and like I say, it's been doing everything. So if you was to put $100
in, let's say we start.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I was gonna say, let's go ahead, plug in the numbers and run us through that. So say out here I am,
okay,
I'm
right
into this thing. I got $100 I want to invest.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna get on BitConnect, and I'm gonna go ahead and set it up, and just walk me from the beginning.
Walk me from the beginning. All right,
with my $100 in my bank account.
All right, what's today's date? I'm finna do you one bet. I'm gonna put the date in there. Then today is the 10th.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna give you actual dates. So we putting $100 in on November 10th, right? Okay, $100 on November 10th. Let's see. We gonna go out to. Hold on. Let me get back right. Let me get my dates in. Bear with me, y'all. I gotta get my spreadsheet together.
This $100, this is saying I already got Coinbase. I already then bought Bitcoin, pretty much. That's what you're saying?
Mm.
I already got some money in Bitcoin.
Right.
Okay,
what I'm saying
I had
is,
to do that first. Because I have to do that first.
You have
first,
to do
right?
that first. Right. What mm-hmm. I'm saying is this is you've already set up your Coinbase account, you deposited money, and you've transferred your Bitcoin from Coinbase over to BitConnect, and you're ready to do a $100 loan. So today is December 10th. You did a $100 loan today, right? So now we go let's just go 4 months out. In 4 months, by April 8th, your $100 would now, it'd only be $270. It would have grew to $270. That's by April. Okay. Now, just contrast that to the bank, though. That may not sound like much, but it's only $100. If you put $100 in a bank today, you come back in April, it's going to still be $100, you know. So you didn't already made $170 off your money, okay. That's in 4 months. Let's go to a year. Okay. A year, counting days, it says would be December 8th of 2018. So in 1 year, your $100 would have grown to $2,390. That's in 1 year. $2,390. Okay. Now, let's do 2 years. 2 years would be December 9th, 2019. Now, this is where it get good, because your $100 has grew to $60,000. Okay, that's what your loan investment is, and you are now making $16,000 a month in interest off that $100. Okay, now you making six figures a year, almost $200,000 a year, just off interest alone.
That's just now, off am I still reinvesting? Off. Am I? Is this all based off the original $100 loan out that I did, or is this from me constantly loaning, you know, loaning, taking back? Am I working this throughout?
No. What you're doing is every time your account gets over $10, you're reinvesting. This is what this spreadsheet is telling. You're reinvesting every time. Reinvesting. So every time you get enough funds in your wallet, then you reinvest back into the system. But you only spent $100 that one time. Yeah, you only spent the $100 that one time. That's it. Everything else
so
you're investing 100. Is the interest. Yeah, exactly.
After a few months, I got that $270. So you're telling me
right.
I should take that $170 and re-loan that $170 out.
Exactly. Because
okay.
what it is you're gaining that daily. So it's small. It comes in increments. Okay, you might get like, if you got $100, it's going to be like 89 cents, 90 cents, a dollar. And then as it adds up by the, by those 4 months, you'll have 270 because they hold your original $100 will be held for 290 days. So they're going to hold your original $100 for 290 days. So that's locked in. The only thing you can pull out is the interest that you get daily. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And then what will happen after the 290 days, they'll give you back your $100. That's even sweeter. You know what I'm saying? They'll give you back your $100 after 290 days. But most people, if you're on a game plan and you're really trying to do something, you'll just reinvest that, you know,
right.
until you get up to a certain amount, you know. And like I say, with this particular program, my goal is about $10,000 a month, you know, just in interest. And that'll put me somewhere around six figures a year. You know, and at that point, I would stop reinvesting and I would just live off the interest. You know what I'm saying? At that point, whatever your goal is, you can just take out the interest and just let the rest just accumulate. And then when you get that capital release at the end of your term, you can just take those funds and do whatever, you know. But I think that's good passive income. You know what I'm saying? You're not doing no work. The only thing you have to do is just go in, click a couple buttons on your computer, reinvest, and then you out. So that's what I do every day, you know, or every other day. Once I get up to my $10, I just reinvest and boom. And so, like I say, the program has been doing good. It's powerful. You know, I done almost got my original investment back in a month. I'm up to, by my calculations, I'm probably a month or two ahead of my calculations. You know what I'm saying? But I'm looking long term, you know, a year or two, and to see how it's popping. I met a brother not too long ago. He has $30,000 out in loans, and he's making six figures a year. He's making about $8,000 a month just in the interest, you know. So with that $8,000, you can reinvest six, take out two, you can take out the whole eight, you can reinvest the whole eight. It depends on where you're comfortable at and where, you know, what you need for that particular month, you know. Mm-hmm. But yeah, but like I say, people making money. It's a lot of people on YouTube that I suggest that people check out. There's a guy named Craig Grant that's doing pretty good, a guy named Trevon James. There's some other people that's really in the space, and they have a lot in loans. Like, he shows you his videos. This dude got, like, $500,000 out in loans. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's making some ridiculous, like, $50,000 a month just off the interest. You know, it's just something crazy. Like, his daily intake is, like, $6,000-$7,000 daily, you know. So yeah, you like the numbers are crazy.
No, but now, like you said, you don't have access to that daily, right? You only have access. Say you in there and you see your money to grow after 3 months, you know. Or can you get to your money any day you want to, anytime you like?
Right.
Can you say, well, I want to take out $1,000 of my money. Can
Here's
you do
the thing.
That?
The money, right, I'm going to break it down. The money that you invest is locked in for a certain number of days. Now, the interest mm-hmm. that you earn, you can take out every day whenever you want.
Okay.
You can transfer that to Bitcoin and take that out every day. But the money that you invest is going to be locked in for a certain number of days, and you cannot take that mm-hmm. out. But like the brother I met with, he has $30,000 in loans, so that $30,000 is locked up. But he mm-hmm. gets paid $8,000 a month in interest,
mm-hmm.
right? So that $8,000 he can pull out whenever.
Right.
You know, once that $8,000, your interest payments are yours. You can pull that out whenever you want to. You know, so a lot of people, you know, they may pull some out and reinvest. Some people may reinvest the whole thing because, you know, you want to get at a comfortable space where you got enough in loans and you making enough money to pay your bills and some. You know what I'm saying? Like, you want to get to a point where you got enough in loans where you're able to, you know, pay your bills and still live a comfortable lifestyle just based off the interest, you know. So you can pull the interest out at any time, but the money that you loan is locked in for a certain number of days to answer that question. So, but yeah, like I say, BitConnect is a powerful platform. People are on it. You know, my thing is I just need it to last 5 years. If it give me 5 years, you know, we in the game. So that's why I say this is something for people to do. Like I say, it takes a small amount of money. You can start with $100, get started, set something up for you, your family, your kids, and, you know, just see how it goes. Like I say, it's an investment vehicle. So you just want to, you know, see how it goes, because we've all spent $100 and don't have nothing to show for it or don't know where it went.
$100, you really think is $100
real effective? No, the more you put in, the better. You know, the more you put in, the better. If I had $30,000 right now, I would just throw $30,000 in there, and I would Yeah, I would throw 30 grand in there because I would be making, with 30 grand, you would be making 7 grand a month and you would have your money back in 4 months.
Right, that's true, but to hear you say that, the only thing I think about is $100 is nothing.
Right, but it's something to get started. It's nothing, but with the compound interest and with the time, it can grow to something. You know, but, if you had more money, I personally would put 20 to 30 grand in there because I know that in a month's time, I would get that back in interest. You would get 8 grand back in a month. So that's 8, 16. That'd be 4 months. You know what I mean? That you would be getting your money back. And that's what people do, you know. That's what people do with this platform. People invest, they put money up, and then they recoup their original investment in like 3 to 4 months. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I'm about to recoup my original investment in a month.
How long has it been?
It's only been a month. I started this program November 5th. I didn't double my money. But I reinvested it and put it back in there because it wasn't a large amount. I'm trying to get up to a certain amount to where, you know, I just got the interest coming in on a daily, and then you don't, you know, you just letting the money work for you at that point. And then that allows you to invest and do other things and get into other vehicles. But, you know, like I say, it's been around a year and something. I want to say it started in August of 2016, I believe. And it's been around. You know, they say they use a trading bot to pay the interest and all that stuff. But honestly, you know, don't really care about the technical stuff. I just need to know, is it going to do what they said they're going to do? And has it been working? You know what I'm saying? And so far it has. You know, I talked to people, it's like, yeah, I just put in $120 just to see what it do. Come back in a week or two and they see money start growing, even off that little 100, then they want to put more money into it. Once you see that it start working, you're going to be putting more money into it. You're going to be like, if I'm still getting paid back this, why not invest so I can build it up and then I could be, you know, I could fire my boss, fire my job.
Yeah.
You dig what I'm saying? So that's where we at. And like I say, it's powerful. I think people should really look into it and, you know, and see what's going on. So that's the Bitcoin. And we got like a few minutes left. So.
And we have time for one more caller, I think. So let's get another caller in. Area code 314-381. Caller, are you there?
Yeah, which platform are you talking about? UC Tech, USI Tech?
No, not USI Tech. I'm talking about BitConnect. Now, I do have a USI Tech account as well, but I didn't get into that yet. But, yeah, I was talking about BitConnect. Are you familiar with that call?
Yeah, I bought Bitcoin back when it was in 2000, latter part of 2000, and 2009. 2000.
Okay.
But so are you using BitConnect and how does that work? I've heard some people make mention it. Hard to get your coins out. And they only trade in Bitcoins, correct?
Right. They're trading Bitcoins, but they also have their own coin. Which their coin right now is worth about 370, 360, somewhere up in there. But I've been in it since November 5th, and like I said, it's been doing everything that it said. It's been paying me interest daily. I've been reinvesting when I get up to $10, and I have a couple referrals that come up under me. That's another way you can earn as far as referrals, but you don't even have to do the referrals. You know, you can just get paid off the interest alone, but if you want to accelerate the program, then you can get you can do referrals, you know.
Hey, but for me, referrals, like you convene a lot of people and sell them on the idea. If I gave you an email, could I contact you by email to find further more out about BitConnect?
Yes, sir. Let me write this down. And then also the links up in the description, but if you go ahead with the email, I'll write it down. What is it?
It's L as in Larry, C as in Charlie, the word steel, like the metal, STEEL.
Okay.
At Mindspring, like in your head, MIND, like the spring on the car, SPRING,
Mindspring.com. Mindspring.com, okay. Yes, I will send you some info on BitConnect.
We got an IT guy that we're talking to him about start putting together some racks so that people can do their mining if they want to.
That's a great idea.
One of the things that make mining so good is that the electricity here in the States is so cheap. Yeah, you know, I'm in Missouri, and it's about 9 cents a kilowatt hour. But if you look at some place like over in Germany, it's about 38 cents. Heck, it's difficult to mine over there; it's almost impossible.
Right. And they say with mining, you do your funds back in like 2 to 3 months. You know, if you get a good rig going, you can recoup.
If you get
your
a good
funds.
Rig, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and you know that one rig that they sell, Ant Miner, that S9, it has a hash rate of about 14 terabytes. But I hear Japan is coming out with a chip that's running about 30 terabytes. Can you imagine what that's going to bring?
Oh wow, man!
And another
crazy
thing too, all the cryptocurrency that's there, you can go and look at the charts, or you can trade them and put your buy orders and your sell orders, and if they start falling, you can put your stop orders in where, you know, it's very, very cool. And some of those other currencies are selling for like 9 cents, some of them less than a penny, but they may have as much as 30, 40% movement in a day.
That is true. Yeah, I haven't gotten into the technicals like as far as the other cryptocurrencies, but just for the people, there are thousands of cryptocurrencies, like the caller said, and some of them are less than a penny. You know, some of them are a dollar. You know, there's thousands and thousands. So, you know, I just always encourage people to do your research. There's all these different exchanges. You got Bittrex, you got Bifinex, you know, you got GDAX. You got a lot of different places where you can buy and sell these coins. But like I said, it's always good to do your research. And if you go to coinmarketcap.com, that's coinmarketcap.com, it'll give you a list of basically all the cryptocurrencies and their websites and just give you more information on those, you know, if you're interested in looking.
Hey,
so,
Brother Kid.
One more question for you before I go.
Carl, I wanted to ask you something too before you go too. So go ahead, ask your question, but don't hang up.
Well, I was going to ask him, what do he use for a hard wallet? You use
right now? I don't use a hard wallet. I'll probably get a Trezor.
Trevor. Oh.
Yeah, Trezor. I just use Exodus right now as far as
that X Nano.
But yeah, the nano's good. One of the nanos is good, but I use Exodus. It's a software wallet called Exodus. And then I also use Bitcoin wallet called Blockchain. Yeah, that's what I use Blockchain as well. So
I haven't got a caller. Let me ask you.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to ask the caller that I know you said you've been in it for, you know, quite some time now. How did you first hear about it, and how have you liked your investments?
Well, when I got into that coin, it was very cheap, and I was going to put $1,000 in it, and I made a mistake, and It was about, I got a lot of coins because I didn't pay attention. It was a one there already. I put another one and three zeros, so I ended up with 11,000. But no, it works good because I used to teach option trading and also forex trading, so it's very familiar with me. And now you're able to do the things with them that you were able to do with stocks and options. And also, I see where Chicago CME is getting ready to start off in futures with Bitcoin.
Yeah, that's the big one today. So they go shorting and long it. So yeah, that's a good call. But they do future trading, and a lot of people speculating whether it's gonna make the price up or down. But I don't think you can really stop growth of Bitcoin. I just think it's just, you know, it's just going to grow just based on the technology.
And even if it's not Bitcoin, it's going to be some cryptocurrency. That's another thing, people.
Exactly.
Bitcoin is the one that leads the pack.
Exactly. It just leads the pack. But even if it's not Bitcoin, it's going to be something. Litecoin, Ethereum, Verge coin. It's all. It's so many different types of coins. You know, Dash coin. Dash is doing good. Ripple. You know, all these different type of coins. So if it's not Bitcoin, there will be some type of digital currency that will rule the day in the future.
And, you know, there's another brother out there from South Korea. He's got ProofSuite. Check him out. Mm-hmm. They're doing – he's setting up exchange. Plus, he's also – he just had an ICO, a token offer. They are issuing tokens on tangible assets like apartment buildings. Houses. And a token could be as low as $2.50 or $3.50. And you can buy as many as you want. But you own part of that asset. And as that asset increase, your value increase also. So it's the tokenization of hard assets. The site is called ProofSuite, S-U-I-T-E, P-R-O-O-F-S-U-I-T-E. And the guy's name is Michael DeSaja. And he's got a whole team that's working with him.
ProofSuite,
yes.
S-U-I-T-E,
yeah.
Okay, gotcha, okay. Okay, good.
All right, I'm going to let you get back to your show, man. I look forward to get that email.
I appreciate it. Yes, sir, I'll send it to you.
Yeah,
Thank you for calling.
And more black people need to get involved in this stuff, man. They're going to be standing on the side of the road with their lips, mouth poked out, hollering about racism and white supremacy.
Yes,
and calling us Uncle Tom's and sellouts.
Right. Yeah.
All right, now.
Yes, sir.
All right, peace, bro.
Yes, peace. Yeah, I think we really, you know, as far as black people, we really need to take a look into this particular space, you know, Bitcoin, crypto, because it is the wave of the future, and we are kind of late when it comes to getting up on things. But, you know, we putting it out in airways, collective minds, we putting it out to people. Please don't get caught on the sidelines. And, you know, this is a chance for you to, an opportunity to potentially change your family's life. You know what I'm saying? In a matter of 2 years, you know what I'm saying? In a matter of 2 years, you can really do some significant things. So I do want to mention another thing. There's another program like BitConnect called USI Tech that the caller mentioned. I'm also a part of that. This is powerful as well because you actually get paid in Bitcoin. Okay, when you buy Bitcoin and invest with this particular platform, you get 140% return on your money within 140 working days. So that's amazing. So if you put in 10 grand in 140 working days, you'll get somewhere around 35, close to 40 grand. Okay. Like, these are the type of numbers that we're talking about. Like, for real. So this is called SI Tech. The link is at the bottom of the description. If you can click on the episode, and show you how to get into that. But, yeah, we about 5 minutes out from the live stream. You want to wrap up or say anything, Mufasa? Hold on.
Now, Okay, because I know we're talking about $10,000-$15,000, but the average person may not have that type of money.
Correct.
Is it still worth the investment? And if so, what would $100 or $200 do for a person that don't have $10,000-$20,000 to actually invest?
Right, your $100, if you have 2 years to wait, your $100 is going to get you close to $60,000.
What? $100 in 2 years?
In 2 years. In 2 years, yes. Now.
Everything keeps going smooth.
Yeah, well, no. That's if this site stays around. Bitcoin can go up and down. It don't matter. With this site, your $100 in 2 years will be close to $60,000, and you'll be making almost $10,000 a month.
In 2 years, $60,000 gonna be about $600.
now that's a chance. Yeah, $60,000 may be less in 2 years, which it will be, but
yeah.
Still, that'll be $60,000. Yeah, you know, it may be, you know, worth $20,000, but your $100. See, that's the thing. You have to be patient with this game. You know, if you have patience and you know, 2 years, I don't think that's a long time to wait for, you know, for $60,000 off $100. Yeah, even if it's half of that, even if it's $30,000, it's not, you know. So that's the thing you want to look at. Again, it's called BitConnect, and another program is USI Tech. You know, both powerful platforms dealing with Bitcoin. And, yeah, it's something that we need to look into, and we definitely need to check it out.
I was going to ask a quick question, too. These same platforms, like you're talking about, do they work with Litecoin and Ethereum also, or do they just work with BitConnect? I mean, with Bitcoin.
Now, USI Tech only works with Bitcoin. They have their own token. That's about 50 cents right now, but it just works with Bitcoin. BitConnect only works with Bitcoin and BitConnect coin. So it has its own coin and it works with BitConnect. So they don't mess.
Okay.
They don't. They don't service Ethereum or Litecoin. Now the other exchanges that people may deal with, Bittrex or Bitfinex or Cryptopia, or all these other things, they deal with all the other cryptocurrencies. So, you know, yeah, man, like I say, it's really real, you know what I mean? Like, it's like I say, I just look for reputable companies that do exactly what they say they're going to do. There's no particular person ahead of BitConnect, you know what I mean? They use all computers and robots to kind of trade and mine and do all these other different things that you don't really have to worry about. Same thing with USI Tech. They, you know, they're a reputable company. They've been around a while. They used to do like Forex trading and some other things. So they got into this space and they just, we got 90 seconds, y'all, to the live screen, but USI Tech just uses different technology to mine Bitcoin, and they actually pay you in Bitcoin. So that's powerful right there. With BitConnect, you get paid with U.S. dollar or whatever, or the value of the dollar. And that's how it goes. So, again, Bitcoin, take a look. We appreciate the caller. We appreciate everybody for the support. Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat. Next week, the Hills Collective on Radio, Kev, Lachey, and Professor Ra.
Yeah, right on, brother Kev. We appreciate you, brother.
All right. Anytime, like I said. Every time I drop a video, in the comments like control. They see these black queens love you. All of a sudden, now they hoes. Most of our elders ain't shit. And all these niggas so sad. They throw their soul for some crumb. That's what make it so bad. Dang. I know what make them so mad. I got something they never had. In the middle of a lecture. Yeah. I changed slides, then dab. Black power in this motherfucker. I'm people's champ like Rocky. It's time arrogant and cocky. So what, you can't stop me.
Yeah, niggas hating on the low, low. They don't wanna see me make it, they tryna sabotage my show, show. They don't wanna see me make it, I hit your city, ain't show, show. They don't wanna see me make it, they don't wanna see me grow, grow. They don't wanna see me make it, yeah. I swear this shit so sad, sad. It used to hurt so bad, bad. How as soon as success comes, yeah. All these niggas get mad, mad. Niggas hating on the low, low. They don't wanna see me make it, they tryna sabotage my show, show. They don't wanna see me make it, yeah.
They mad at young girl, the truth,
the truth.
They mad that I do what I do,
I do.
They mad I be rocking these jokes,
jokes.
They mad I pull up in the coupe,
yeah.
I'm sipping wine out of feral cup,
yeah.
I'm sipping that thing like it's juice,
juice.
I hit the stage with the biggest
yeah.
I walk in that bitch like a rope,
proud.
They mad I be teaching
the people
the way that they wish they could,
they could.
They mad I say nigga and curse,
curse.
What bitch I grew up in a hood,
yeah.
I speak my truth real loud,
loud.
I got your whole city hearing me,
hearing me.
300 plus crowds,
crowd.
I don't need no security,
nah.
Bitch I grew up in the streets,
yeah.
Every day it was dangerous for me,
dangerous for me.
I stay strapped with a pistol. My life they was trying to take it from me. I've been delivered by the ancestors. My people see greatness in me. I ain't never had shit. So why you trying to take it from me?
Yeah. Niggas hating on the low, low. They don't wanna see me make it, they trying to sabotage my show,
show.
They don't wanna see me make it, I hit your city, you ain't show,
show.
They don't wanna see me make it, they don't wanna see me grow,
grow.
They don't wanna see me make it,
yeah.
I swear this shit so sad,
sad.
It used to hurt so bad,
bad.
How as soon as success comes,
yeah.
All these niggas get mad,
mad.
Niggas hating on the low,
low.
They don't wanna see me make it, they tryna sabotage my show,
show.
They don't wanna see me make it,
yeah.